Calvin, how good did last week feel for you from a personal perspective? I know the outcome wasn't what you wanted.
You know, good to be out there and go, you know, fight through it again and come out with a big game. You know, just trying to do that, make some big plays for the team, just help them get down the field so we can score as much as possible. You know, that's kind of my job.
Calvin, Jim was saying the same thing. I mean, the object is to score, but, you know, I was looking up, I think Matthew's averaging 43 attempts. Is that really a good recipe, or is it making it easier to defend you guys?
I'll say that. I'm sorry. I missed that. Say it again.
Coach was saying this morning about, you know, the object obviously is to score, but I looked it up. Matthew's averaging about 43 attempts. Is that a healthy thing? Is it making it easier for teams to defend you?
Oh, we come out 43 attempts. That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You know, it really doesn't necessarily make it easier, you know, but those guys got to run like I do if they're trying to defend me, so they're getting winded and tired as well. So, you know, it's hard to say.
Why do you think you guys haven't been able to get over the hump this year yet as a team?
You know, it's just little things here and there that cost you games, you know. Not saying that just one little thing, but they add up during the course of the game, from penalties to just somebody not being where they're supposed to be, you know, little things like that. All these games we've been in, you know, it's just those little things, like I just mentioned, that'll get you beat.
Do you feel you and your teammates are accountable to one another if there's two or three plays that maybe make a difference in a loss, that the guys put their hands up and, you know, and say it's on them? And what's the atmosture of your locker room this season so far?
Guys definitely come up and be a man up about it if they made a mistake. You know, if I miss a block, I go to my running back and be like, my bad, I'll get you next time. If I drop the ball, I'll go to Matt, like, my bad, next time, you know. But, you know, you can't make a habit out of those things. But at the same time, we have guys that are accountable to each other, that you think guys that you can count on to do their job when called upon. So, like I say, it's just those little things, whether it be a penalty in a certain key situation, and you got the momentum. Those kind of things can, one derail drive, and they take points off the board.
What have you seen on a Green Bay's pass defense this year as compared to last year when you really had your way with them up here in the game up here?
You say what? That's what you say?
Yeah.
Well, they're playing a lot of what we may call 55 match, two-man, a lot of stuff like that. We saw some of those things last year, but we saw a lot more single high for those guys as well, you know. So we'll just be a telltale sign. Every week we have, you know, what we might expect from the team, but we see something totally different or just some of it might be totally different. So, you know, you got to play it out, see how it goes on Sunday.
Calvin, along those lines, how much are you expecting to see of Tremont Williams matching up with you?
That's kind of been something I've come to expect over the last few years, yeah.
How comfortable are you lining up in the slot? Because it would seem that they try to match Tremont on the opponent's best receiver on the outside, but if you can line up in the slot, you can avoid him.
Well, either way, it doesn't matter, you know, whatever they line me up. You know, if they line me up outside, they have an easy opportunity to hit me with a two-man or two-match. But the more you go inside, the more room you have to move around in there.
Does Tremont look like a different player this year now that he's past his shoulder injury?
Still like some of the guys, you know, really, there's a different, there's a way I watch them. So throughout the week, I'll get a better understanding for him personally, but just from playing in the past year, you know, you got a little bit of an idea of what to expect.
You know, why do you think
that's comparable to last year? That's still watching more film.
In your two games last year, you know, why were they able to have so much success against in Detroit, but then you kind of went nuts here in Green Bay?
Yeah, yeah.
Those two games last year in Detroit, they were able to pretty much contain you, but at Lambeau Field, you had your way. You know, what was the difference with those two games?
A little difference in coverage, and at the same time, you know, there's some opportunities that may have been taken advantage of, I guess, a little more moving up there.
That last game, you know, Charles Woodson and Clay Matthews weren't in there. That might happen this weekend. And you've got them at home. Is that an opportunity for the Lions offense?
I mean, they're still going to have their best out there. But even though those two, who are some of their best players, some of the best in the league, you know, the I was going against those guys, definitely.
Calvin, I know you're not down in the trenches with the offensive and defensive lines, but do you get the sense that these teams don't like each other very much? Do you guys not like the Packers much?
Yeah, you definitely get that sense, you know. Definitely, I mean, pretty much every team in this conference, nobody really likes those teams too much, you know. So, you know, it's going to be a big grind them out kind of fight.